Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Start the 4 o'clock hour with the stock market report that is sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Dow Jones down 177 points. S&P 500 down 50 points. NASDAQ down 299 points. So down day on Wall Street, but we've had a lot of up days lately. So it's got to even out at some point. Let me give you the training camp report, even though training camp technically is over. This is sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Are you ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. Choose from tons of programs, learn from top-notch certified instructors, and get real-world experience. And the best part, you can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. If you're ready to make the move, log on to careerinayear.com. or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical Colleges, your best choice for a brighter future. Cut down day for the NFL is Tuesday, I think at 4 p.m. And Chris Perkins has published in the Sun Sentinel or sunsentinel.com his choices for who the Dolphins are going to keep and who they're going to cut at certain positions, okay? Mm-hmm. And here's what he says. And again, it's available at the Sun Sentinel. For quarterback, he's got them keeping Tua, Skyler, and Mike White. Yep. And he says, I'd keep all three because it's an important position. I don't want to roll the dice on the most important position. The solution to a potentially crippling problem is right in front of you. You know, which is, hey, they're both decent. So you eat up another roster spot with a quarterback. Some teams don't do that, but Tua, even though he was healthy all last season, Tua has the injury knock against him, so you keep both.
Yeah. And one thing Mike Cuno said a number of weeks in a row is that this offense is very, very in-depth. So you get guys that are in the offense in case something does happen to Tua. Hope it doesn't, but if something happens, you have two guys that can do it.
Running back, Chris Perkins says, Raheem Mostert, Devon Achane, Jaylen Wright, Chris Brooks, Alec Ingold. Mm. Here's who gets left off.
Big Jeff.
Jeff Wilson Jr., Anthony McFarland Jr., and Xander Horvath. And he writes, the shocker here is Jeff Wilson Jr., who happens to be a longtime associate, have a longtime affiliation with Mike McDaniel. The one most responsible for Wilson's situation, though, is Brooks. He's a power runner, providing a dimension they don't have otherwise. Wright, the fourth round pick, is almost assured of a roster spot. Ingold is the only fullback.
100%. And Wright fits the mold of that speed offense because he's a track guy. That's why I was surprised they drafted Wright, to be honest, having Mostert under contract and Achan under contract. But yeah, them are the top three. There's not, after those three, there's not many carries left to give to Chris Brooks.
Right. Is there an argument to be made for Jeff Wilson Jr. or not really, just a numbers problem?
A numbers problem, but like even when he played last year, it wasn't that impressive. Like if you give, I don't know what his numbers are, we can look it up, but if you give Mostert, Achan, or even Jalen Wright the same carries Jeff Wilson had, I think
right, would it have been different?
Be there, yeah.
Yeah. Wide receiver, according to Chris Perkins, Tyreek, Jalen, Odell Beckham, Braxton Berrios, Eric Ezukama, Malik Washington. Those are who he keeps. Who goes?
The Odell Beckham is the weirdest one.
Well, I mean, you're not going to let him go. He chose you over all the teams. And like, and I have a feeling, my guess is they're just slow playing him. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a feeling that he would be able to play if he really, you know, if the playoffs were dependent on it right now. So they slow play. Here's who Perk leaves off, though. River Craycraft, Braylon Sanders, Mike Harley Jr., Jaquan Burton, Anthony Schwartz, and Kyrick McGowan. And he says the injury to Craycraft is the first pivot point here. If he was healthy, most likely Ezukama would be gone. As it is, Craycraft likely starts the season on injured reserve. The other pivot point is Beckham. It seems likely he'll be off the physically unable to perform list for the opener. And Washington seems to be set as the punt returner.
Yeah. River, they're, I don't know how they're going to do it, but River's not going anywhere.
Yeah, he's reliable. He's good. It is interesting, though, because if Eric Ezukama gets some targets, maybe, and I don't know how he's going to because they are deep there, but if he does, I it's going to be a tough decision as to, you know, unless injuries kind of just, you know, make it easier for who's on, who's off.
The River Craycraft injury made it easier because now he comes back. Are you 100%? Do we have to activate you? Because if we activate you, now we got to get you a roster spot. They can play Chris Greer can play the game there with River.
But even Perk saying that looks like Odell Beckham will be off the pup list for the season opener. I'm telling you, they've just slow played him.
Hawk, I don't love Perk to death. We hung out with him in the airport plenty of times, but I just, it's what the Patriots used to get rid of guys before they get too old. Is Odell Beckham just an old receiver, or is it Odell Beckham? And I pray to God he's the Odell Beckham I've watched for years.
The last time we saw him, he looked pretty damn good. Got injured, but the last time we saw him, he looked pretty damn good.
I hope we get something out of Odell Beckham if he's eating up a roster spot.
Tight end, Durham Smythe, Jonnu Smith, Julian Hill. They keep off Jody Fortson Jr., Tanner Connor, and Hayden Rucci. Burke says there's no big surprises here. Hill over Fortson may catch some off guard, but that's a clear choice that's been made even more clear by Fortson missing a significant portion of training camp with an undisclosed ailment.
Solana loves this Julian Hill.
Julian Hill, that's his guy.
He had
another guy. Who was the other guy that you had? It was like a season ago or two seasons ago. Who was the tight end you had? We used to have Jamie Eisenberg on talking fantasy. Who did you love, Crowder?
Ooh, I'm a big fan of Jonnu this year.
Kobe Fleener.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Did this guy love Kobe Fleener?
This Kobe Fleener let me down. I think
talked
I drafted
him like
in
he
like
was
the fourth
Williamson.
Round. I took Kobe Fleener over Tyreek. I thought Kobe was going to go crazy.
Kobe Fleener. Damn. A great call. Let's see. You want to know what he says about offensive line? The only guy he's got, the guys he has off are Isaiah Wynn, Ryan Hayes, Bayron Matos, and Andrew Meyer. These are easy. Yeah. Let's see. Defensive line. I mean,
we didn't give up anything easy for Isaiah, right? Isaiah was a free agent.
Well, he was
a free agent, Solana?
Isaiah Wynn was on a team last year.
But was he a free agent, though?
When we brought him in, I know he was a Patriot. He was a first-round draft pick for the Patriots, but I hope he – if we're going to get rid of him, I hope he wouldn't give up assets for him.
I don't think the plan is to get rid of him. I just think he's going to end up being on the injured reserve list to start the season. And then once he's ready, they'll activate him and they'll move somebody else to the practice squad. Like, he was a solid starter for the Dolphins last year on that offensive line when he was healthy. He hasn't been healthy. I can't remember – when they acquired him, if it was via trade or via free agency, but I'll look it up.
Yeah. He's like Armstead. If they're healthy, they can play football, but if they're healthy, is in capitals.
Let's see. Inside linebacker, nothing much doing there. Cornerback, this is interesting to me. So they keep, Perk keeps Jalen Ramsey, Kendall Fuller, Kader Kohu, Cam Smith, Saron Neal, and Storm Duck, who's Jimmy's favorite. And off the roster, Ethan Bonner, Isaiah Johnson, and Jason Mader. I'd be bummed if Ethan Bonner is not on the team. I will just tell you that personally. He says, Smith is the wild card. He could start the year on injured reserve due to his recent hamstring ailment. As things stand now, however, Smith should be good enough to make the 53-man roster, which likely means Bonner is out. Neal is a special teams ace. Duck has been the best of the rest.
Storm Duck.
Let's see. Safeties, no surprises there. And specialists.
Is Needham a safety?
Yeah, he's got Nick Needham there. He says you keep Javon, Jordan Poyer, Elijah Campbell, Nick Needham, and then off are Marcus May, Mark Perry, Jordan Colbert, and Patrick McMorris.
I like Marcus May. Yeah. I don't know if he got old, though.
Anyway, that's the training camp report, and let's get headlines for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
Driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter, why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Just some local stuff. The Marlins did lose to the Diamondbacks yesterday. They're off today. We do have two preseason games tonight, gentlemen. Bengals, Colts, Chiefs, Bears. Jimmy, which game did you say is on Amazon Prime? Do I have that right?
Yeah, the Colts game is on Amazon Prime.
So
Prime
games.
Video. It starts tonight. This is where you got to start paying attention to what channels, what streaming services. Like, if you want to watch that Colts game, Prime Video. Bears game, what'd you say, NFL Network?
Yes, correct.
All right.
I don't like it.
Get all your streamers in order. You know how much Sunday Ticket is if you buy it on the App Store? Like, if you buy it off YouTube, now, if you're a YouTube TV subscriber, I don't know how much it costs, Jimmy. It probably $300-$400.
What?
Yeah, like around there.
Well, but that's always been.
Yeah,
you can buy now Sunday Ticket off the App Store, so you don't have to be a YouTube TV subscriber anymore. You can just buy the Sunday Ticket app, $699.
To watch football?
Yeah, but I think they have a special going on right now.
They have a special for students because DJ sent me something. He got an email from Sunday Tickets. Like, if you sign in with your student ID and all that stuff, $199.
To watch football.
But think about it, though, Crowder, because there's going to be games on Netflix. There's going to be games strictly on Prime. There's going to be games strictly on Peacock, ESPN as well. In order to watch all these games, you have to now subscribe to numerous amounts of streaming services. Plus the original Sunday Ticket for all the local games on Sundays. Like, that's what it's going to end up costing you, whether or not you do it on Sunday Ticket.
To watch football.
Man, I ain't missing football. I don't think you could price me out of football. I mean, obviously, within reason, $10,000.
Yeah,
I don't think you can price me out of football. Like, I'm not missing football. I have Prime Video specifically for Thursday night football.
I've done the let's go out to eat on Thursday night thing because I didn't want to buy that. But like on a Sunday night now, there's a time on a Sunday night that I won't be able to watch a football game on cable.
No, not on Sunday night. Sunday night you'll get NBC.
So like the normal ones, I'm gonna have something on Sunday at 1, something on Sunday at 4, something on Sunday.
Yeah.
Like that's.
But
what
if you want to watch out-of-market games that aren't being carried by your local affiliates or on national TV Sunday night or Monday night or whatever. If you want the, now you can get Red Zone. That's like whatever, $6.99 a month on Comcast. And like Red Zone channel is not that. But if you want actual Sunday Ticket, where you can watch every single NFL broadcast from across the country, that's several hundred dollars.
I hate it.
I feel like most people prefer Red Zone, though, right?
I do. If you follow a team, like when I first moved down here and I was still a diehard Bears fan, it was the only team I wanted to watch. Like DJ is why he gets Sunday Ticket up at school, because he likes to watch the Bears games. So if you want to watch the entire game for your team, you need Sunday Ticket. If you just want to be able to gamble and bounce around and see, like, Red Zone Channel will do that for you. So for gamblers, to me, Red Zone Channel is perfect.
Did DJ pay his own Sunday Ticket?
No. Joking.
You need to spank him.
Pay his own Sunday Ticket.
You got to get a job. J-O-B.
Got a job. And doesn't pay for his own Sunday Ticket.
Well, he needs to.
Well, I'm going to use it.
You spoiling him.
Well, that's not even up for debate.
And for those of you listening right now,
yeah,
no, I was just saying, for those of you listening right now, because I was in this boat as well, who kind of pumping your chest saying, these suckers don't know about Stream East. Hey, the feds took it down, unfortunately. I hate to let you know.
Well, because someone else texted in, man, y'all need a jailbroke fire stick.
Uh-uh.
Listen. They're one step ahead of you, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
One step ahead of you.
What's that? Fire stick?
Well, a jailbroke fire stick.
Oh, okay. No. I'm going to just go with cable.
Okay. You go with cable.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Crowder, did you see Noah Lyles? We kind of brushed on this earlier when you weren't here. Noah Lyles, remember Tyreek Hill said he would beat him in a race?
Yeah.
So Noah Lyles came out and he said that he'd be willing to race Tyreek Hill, but under his conditions. He wants to set the conditions for the race. Quote, if somebody wants to sponsor the event and we're racing for millions of dollars, he'll do it. He wants it on a track, so not on a field. He wants it on a track, and he'll only do the race if it's 100 meters. He said.
I'm sounding like not like Noah
Lyles.
I'm just starting not like him. Like the whole everything he does, it's turning me off. Like it's
I like him because he's doing it intentionally. Like he's a great troll. Crap.
Yeah, he's a troll. I don't
right.
know how to
feel. But it's a troll with a smile. Like he so knows what he's doing.
But it's like it's no masculinity behind it.
I think there's a lot of masculinity
like,
behind it.
Race anytime, anywhere, bitch. Like I like people like that. No, oh no, if they have a say and then we have a sponsor and then we have
he's like, I'm an Olympic runner. You want to race me? I'll do it for millions of dollars and we'll do it on a track. I'm not showing up at your training camp and having someone yell go. You want to race? I'll race you and it's going to be a race.
Soft.
That's not soft. That's hard.
S-O-F-T.
I like him.
Quote, I'm not here to do gimmicks. You're racing against a guy who has worked his whole life to get the title of the world's fastest man, and you've worked to be a great football player. You can't just jump the line because you're a great football player. Sign the contract and lock in that 50-yard race. That's what Tyreek Hill tweeted the other day. But the previous quote was Noah Lyles.
Hey, Asthma, I watched you get whooped. You're not the fastest man in the world. Yeah, I watched
also
you,
watched him win.
I watched you pull your breast out and get wheelchaired off.
I had
of the,
COVID.
Just go race.
Had COVID.
Yeah, no damn COVID. I died on Saturday night, played Sunday one time.
Yeah, we saw you died during the 40 just last weekend.
Yeah.
I worked the next day.
Next time you're going to race, Crowder, let me know. I'll let you borrow my albuterol inhaler for a couple days.
No, give it to Noah Lyles. so that he can run, because that's all he does is run.
Did anybody come up to you at the Fanatics Fest after after you did that 40 and say, oh, my God, I got to get a picture with you, DeMar?
They knew they didn't want to get their mouth smacked. I was already on edge. I was ready to smack somebody in the mouth. Ready to pop somebody's lip.
We were talking about, you know, streaming services and YouTube TV and all this. So did you guys see, and I'm bringing this up begrudgingly because I know it's going to turn into a Freddie Adu reference and Crowder saying that this guy's a funny name, even though he's the world's most popular athlete. Did you guys see Cristiano Ronaldo launched a YouTube channel yesterday? He surpassed 7 million subscribers in the first 6 hours. And in 24 hours, he was up to 20 million. I haven't checked it recently, but he was up to 20 million in the first day of YouTube subscribers.
That's crazy. Those international soccer stars can do whatever they want. They can name their price.
You said, what's his Freddie what?
Freddie Adu.
He does what?
Do you see who else is starting a streaming service?
Mbappe.
Speaking of streamers.
Oh.
No.
Jimmy? I don't know.
Chick-fil-A.
Oh, I did see this. Yes.
They're going to stream chicken?
I don't know.
Sandwiches?
I don't know. This sounds like one of those boardroom ideas from someone going, you know what? People love our little vignettes on the commercials. Those vignettes are cute. And people love our chicken. We should start a streaming service. And someone's like, yeah, this is going to work. But somebody said that about CNN Plus, too. And then I say, and somebody said that about Quibi. But someone somewhere said, oh, you know what? Chick-fil-A, people love us. Let's start a streamer. And we'll, you know, who knows what they're going to air.
I have some of the info. I actually did prepare for this.
All right.
Chick-fil-A streaming service, a quick rundown. This is from Morning Brew, by the way, which I highly recommend anybody to follow. They're going to have licensed content and original programs. I don't know what that means. A $400,000 budget for 30-minute episodes. 10-episode family-friendly game shows. Scripted and animated projects are being
discussed. Animated projects.
Animated projects are being discussed.
Probably with the cows, the Correct. Cows that they use.
A cartoon chicken sandwich.
Yeah. Well, the cows.
Oh, the ones that are riding on the... Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that sounds funny.
Eat more chicken.
Yeah, eat more chicken.
Yeah, there's already...
Let's give that to DBJ. Blurt out, eat more chicken.
Did eat you see Wendy's chicken, throwing Joe? Shade at it?
Yeah, oh, Wendy's very good on social media.
Any given day except Sundays.
Funny.
All right, guys.
Not going to work.
It's not.
I mean, are you going to give up Peacock or Paramount Plus or ESPN Plus for Chick-fil-A?
No, unless they give me a check.
That goes without saying.
Y'all would y'all watch the pivot on Chick-fil-A TV?
I would watch that on Chick-fil-A, sure.
Let me make a call.
All you need is like one hit show that every kid loves, though. And then every parent has to get Chick-fil-A TV. That's all it takes. Like, this isn't being made for adults, I don't think. This is being made for kids. Another place where they can go watch some cartoon show. And
I thought it was more for adults. I think that someone thought these vignettes in the commercial, people love them. You know, it's the cutesy little stories. And I think someone went, you know what we should do? People love our content. Let's put out more content. Everybody wants to put out content, right? DraftKings puts out content. FanDuel puts out content. They've got channels. And Chick-fil-A is like, well, wait a second. We've got millions upon millions of customers. And we can promote our content on bags and table toppers in store. Like, this is how it sounds in a boardroom. Like, all these all these consumers. Like, we need to do more. We can't just be available in the store. What if we were available on their streaming devices? You know, and that's how it sounds, like Quibi. And then all of a sudden, when it comes down to it, to actually signing up, everybody goes, "What? What am I? I'm Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A, what? The channel?"
Chicken channel.
So when I first saw this, what I really thought it was going to be was like almost like a Twitch stream of one of their kitchens.
Right.
And I know, Crowder, you're going to say it. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard. I'll just butt in.
Okay.
I kind of like that thought.
A picture of a kitchen?
Hold on.
Well, if it's just a picture, I can't watch very long. But if it's video, I might be more inclined to watch it.
A stream of the lady frying chicken on the right, man making fries on the left.
Interesting, right? See what goes on behind the behind the kitchen.
Like, y'all need a life hobby. Go fishing.
So there is a Twitch streamer, and I promise you, there's nothing sexual about this Twitch streamer. She's not wearing.
I'd rather that than watching people fry chicken.
Well, that's why this is so fascinating to me. She's not wearing lingerie. Like, there's nothing, risque about this. There's some girl. She happens to be good looking, but you can look it up. Giuliana Calascibetta is her name. She's an Italian girl. Lives in like New Jersey or somewhere in Connecticut.
Can I get this anywhere other than Twitch?
I'll send you her Instagram.
And okay, I'll look at it on it.
She is a massively popular Twitch streamer. I'm talking about millions of subscribers across all platforms. And all she does,
What's her last name? Giuliana what?
I'll send it to you. She works.
Well, what is it? K?
No, it's
C?
C-A-L-A-S-C-I. Just look up on Google.
No, not the first name Giuliana with the K.
What?
All she does, she works at a local mom and pop pizzeria. She makes the pizzas. She put up cameras in the room where she makes the pizzas next to the brick oven, and people just watch her all day making pizza.
Dr. Pimple Popper.
Correct.
All she did was post videos. She happens to be very pretty. All she did was post videos of popping zits, and she's making like $20 million now.
I need to post videos of me, you know.
You do post videos.
I need to just put a stream up of me making dinner.
But people do like
it. You do that.
What if I just pull my? But I put a little crack out for you in the back, maybe just a little risque.
Me feeling dumb. All I do is make pizza all day.
Just cover that foot.
So shoes on, no draws. D'Angelo out with the little V.
I mean, people, these streamers, I show speed.
Blue cheese pepperoni slice. Blue cheese pepperoni.
When you watch a little girl make pizza.
First of all, she's not a little girl. She's an adult.
She's a young woman?
Yeah, she's probably like, I don't know. First of all, I don't watch her, but she went viral a couple months ago because literally all she does is every day go to work at this pizza spot, which is blown up now. And she just
got
does
183,000 followers on Instagram.
Way more on YouTube and Twitch. Bro.
I'm more talented than Blue Cheese Pizza Girl.
Yeah, but she probably makes more money.
I'm not so certain.
Smack it. You know what? I'm going to get Asia to smack her in the mouth.
This is the future, man. Like, people watch I Show Speed, Kai Sanat, like, they don't do anything sometimes. Sometimes they play video games.
That's so crazy to me that they just watch them exist.
All day. They just have camera crews following these popular streamers all around, and they'll just sit in their living room, play some video games. There's people who are so popular, they leave their stream on while they sleep. The other day, Kai Sanat and I Show Speed literally did a sleep stream. Nothing crazy, nothing risque, nothing weird. Well, this is weird, but just sleeping, they had 30,000 people tuned in at one point of them literally just sleeping.
So nuts.
My sleepovers were different than that. Y'all kids nowadays ain't worth a damn. A lot more action than crowd of sleepovers.
Yeah, I've heard LaBusey tell the story.
Oh, We had something going on when we were sleeping over. Get my hands off of me.
Anything else, Solana?
I wish I could have streamed UF. Goodness gracious.
Just stream yourself lighting coals with your lighter fluid.
I would watch that all day.
We have cameras in my cans. My whole house is covered in cameras. Maybe I could just stream just us living. We make money off that?
It's pretty much what you do, though.
No. I'm doing something. I'm seasoning
dancing
something.
Dancing around with the family. We see it.
Yeah, but it's a little clip. I do clips. I've never streamed.
True.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, call them. 866-954-MORE.
Why is he in the bathroom so long? Leave him alone.
Partly cloudy. It's been raining nonstop here in El Portal. That's your weather.
All right, don't go anywhere. More to come. Do not go anywhere. We went very long there. We're going to make it up to you.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Literally thinking about having another child just so I have an excuse for the Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Crowder's in Houston.
Hey, we just missed the cleaning lady.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You were doing, if you didn't have to talk about B&T, then you would have heard her.
There's a, what kind of housekeeper comes at 4:46?
No idea. Bon Boy.
I have to dig deeper into his situation with the housekeepers and the hotels.
They want him out, though, right? Like, Crowder, you're not staying there tonight. They want you out.
Oh, that's true.
And so she asked, she was like, checking out today? And I said, I don't know. This isn't my room. And she was like, okay. And then we just looked at each other. We had a stare off. And then she walked up.
There's a column or a story in Dolphins Wire on USA Today. And they did 5 hypothetical trades that the Dolphins can make. And I won't read you all 5. This one I thought was pretty interesting. The Falcons trade Taylor Heinicke to the Dolphins.
All right,
Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel, offensive coordinator Frank Smith have been steadfast that they aren't concerned about the backup quarterbacks behind Tua. It's a little hard to believe them, though. Through 2 preseason games, neither Skylar Thompson nor Mike White have completed even half their pass attempts. To be fair, a thin offensive line and a wave of wide receiver injuries have left them with little to work with. But the neck-and-neck battle for number 2 on the depth chart hasn't been promising regardless. If the Dolphins decide to pull the ripcord and look elsewhere for a reliable backup, a reunion with Ryan Tannehill could be the most viable option on the free agency market. But a trade could potentially land Miami a long-term solution behind Tua Tagovailoa. Taylor Heinicke, 31, has made 28 starts in the last three seasons during his time with the Commanders and Falcons. While he hasn't shown enough to secure a starting job, he's been good enough to throw more touchdowns than interceptions and pick up a solid amount of wins with mediocre squads. But after the Falcons add Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix Jr. to the mix, there's not much room left for Heinicke and his $4.5 million salary cap hit. The Dolphins could get Heinicke cheap and would only be on the hook for $1.2 million in base salary.
Don't make that well face. That's not like why.
Kind of interesting. Taylor Heineke's pretty good.
Taylor Heineke's not pretty good. Taylor Heineke.
He's not
Taylor
Josh Dobbs, but he's pretty good.
He's not. He's not Mike White. He's not Skylar Thompson. He's. You know what? He is Skylar Thompson. He is Mike White. We're changing. We're giving somebody six eggs to them. Give us back a half a dozen. Like we'd have to upgrade.
You don't think Heinicke would be an upgrade over White or Thompson?
No.
You think Tannehill would?
Yes.
You think Josh Dobbs would? Listen, San Fran's not letting him go, so it doesn't matter.
Okay,
but.
I hate to say this, but yes.
Yeah.
Is Josh Dobbs better than Mike White and Skylar Thompson? Yes, Hawk.
I think he's better than Brock Purdy, but that's my opinion.
He's 2-5.
It doesn't interest you. Taylor Heinicke.
Taylor Heinicke.
Because names like that are going to become available. Like everyone has to get down to 53 by Tuesday. There's going to be some names where you look at and you go,
It's right there. Because I looked it up to see, you know, saying for the trade. So I just looked up NFL quarterbacks that are available. Tannehill's the number one guy. Trevor Siemian, Blaine Gabbert, AJ McCarron, Brian Hoyer, Kellen Munn. Like those, honestly, other than Tannehill, none of those names excite me to say, hey, that's an upgrade.
None of those excite me. But someone may get waived, you know, to get down to 53. Like Taylor Heinicke, if they can't find a trade partner, if they're not planning on keeping three, and I don't think that they would.
Wave them. Yeah. There's going to be some, and it's not going to be sexy positions, but there are going to be some offensive linemen that could replace a Eichenberg. Like I think we're gonna whenever this cut is, what next week after the last game, there's gonna be some new offensive linemen in Miami Gardens.
There is that new rule, don't forget, that was implemented last year where you can dress your third quarterback and it doesn't count
as a roster spot.
As a roster spot, correct. They call it the emergency quarterback slot.
Yep. But in other words, though, to keep Skylar Thompson on the 53-man roster.
I think that counts.
That counts
as a roster spot.
So, in other words, you can't really have 54 and one guy doesn't count. Mm-hmm. He would count as a roster spot, but you can dress him and still he doesn't take the.
But Solana, I don't know if it's changed, Solana. You probably keep up with this better with Dolphins Uncensored. I would honestly say you don't dress 53.
You dress, there's, I think, 46 or 48.
We dress 45. It might be 46 or 48. Now, honestly, I'll be honest, I don't know. I know the 53-man roster, you never dress 53. You dress 45, 46 guys.
Yeah, I can't remember if it's 46 or 48 or 49. But on that specific game day, the third quarterback is allowed to dress as the emergency quarterback, and it doesn't count against the active roster that you're allowed to have on game day dress, which is where the rule comes in place. But if you're keeping the third quarterback, it still counts against the 53.
Right, right. Yeah. And if you risk putting him on the practice squad, he could get poached.
Correct.
Yeah. Right.
Well, it's funny because we always kept three quarterbacks. When I played, it was
really.
I'm not saying me.
I'm
not saying
more of a rarity back then.
No, we had three quarterbacks on that roster. It was all three dudes dressed out every single game back then.
Which is also why they kept Skyler in the first place. Remember, it was Tua, Teddy Bridgewater, Skyler, and Eric Ezukama impressed so much during that regular season that they kept.
During the preseason.
Correct. They kept Skylar Thompson that year. Didn't put him on the practice squad specifically.
He would have been poached.
He was going to get poached.
Yeah. Anyway, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up next. What are you laughing at?
Solana gets attached to these damn players so easily.
I'm not a
Dolphins. No, it wasn't his decision. It was the Dolphins' decision.
Skylar and Ezra Ezra Common.
Well, guess what?
It's the truth. It's why they didn't put him on the practice squad, because someone was going to take him.
And it's why 3 years
later. He's caught three balls in 3 years.
Correct. And it's why 3 years later, guess what? We're still having the same conversations.
Like, they don't want to lose him. They don't want to lose. They don't necessarily want to play him. But they don't want to lose them.
You know what, Solana? You're way better with the Dolphins roster than the Heat roster.
No, that's not entirely true, because I called Jamal Cain a couple of years ago. Derek Jones Jr.
Him. What'd you call him?
I told you he's going to be on the roster. He's not anymore. He's a bum now. But I told you guys, that guy, two-way deal. Trust me. Lock him in.
Anyway, you know who I called?
5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. We're going to run too far behind here. So don't go anywhere. We've got the 5 o'clock headlines coming your way.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Smoke your grapes, Swisher Sweets, if you got them.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.